seek ye first the kingdom of God Friday. That is what our God morning, God morning, God morning, TMC family. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you and we praise your holy name. We magnify you and we celebrate you, God. We thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, that you woke us up this morning. And so on this morning, we seek you first in your kingdom, God, and we look forward with anticipation and expectation of new and great things. We look forward to miracles, signs, and wonder, God. And we just thank you for each and every one who dialed into the Master's Call on this day. God, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the founders here on the Master's Call. We thank you for their yes, God. We thank you for their commitment and their dedication. We thank you for each and every person who dials into this call right now and those that will listen later. We thank you for Artists International and that an appointment with artists has changed many lives and will continue to change many lives all over the world, God. We thank you for the Artists International 2015 kickoff that will be taking place on tomorrow, God. And we pray that every single plan that has been put in place will manifest in the name of Jesus. I speak that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We say right now, no drama, no chaos, no confusion on this line, but everything will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered. In the name of Jesus, I speak life today, God, and I speak that great things will happen in our lives. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. And as the speaker, Bishop Kitson, would come, I pray that you would increase in him as he decreases, that your word would go forth mightily in Jesus' name. I decree and declare it, and it is done. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to our hostess with the mostest, none other than that awesome and amazing minister, Brenda Terrell. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, sis. Take it away.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for just stepping in and seating and greeting the people and opening us up with that awesome, awesome prayer this morning. And I definitely love that tag, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God Friday. Hallelujah. Well, good morning, TMC family. And I join Minister Tiffany in welcoming you once again to the Master's Call. Again, I'm Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're blessed to have you join us this morning. And if this is your first time joining us, we thank God for you, and we give you a special Kingdom's greeting this morning. So to give you a little history about this call was started in October 2010 by two phenomenal women of God, and they said yes, and we thank God for them. They are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this call was about glorifying, it's about glorifying and honoring the Master, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we encourage you to invite your family and friends to join us as often as they will. Every Monday through Friday, we are here, and assure them that this is a great, it's a wonderful way to start their day. So our call is based on the scripture, and that scripture is Psalms 88:13. It says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we are steadfastly standing on our mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We encourage you to visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. You'll also notice that we're on our 19th day of our corporate fast. Yes, we are fasting. We are going before the Lord daily and asking and seeking his will in our lives for this 2015. And some of us are doing it for 21 days and others are doing it for 40 days. But you still have a chance to join us, if you will, and whether it's 3 days, 10 days, or 20 days. If so, you'll see the detailed information as well as the prayer directives to assist you on our website. Our 2015 theme is Through Me, Miracles, Signs, and Wonders Are Seen. Praise God. And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, or you may have a word from the Lord to share, or you may have prayer requests or praise reports, please submit this information to our by going to our email address, and that is info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, who's our prayer general, will contact you. And today is Friday, so we will remain on the call to take your prayer requests and your praise reports. Our very own co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, is holding a master's class on Thursday evenings, and you can go to her Facebook page, which is Pecola Roberts, P-E-K-O-L-A Roberts, and get all the detailed information for that blessed call. Many of us are distributors with this phenomenal health and wellness company that's changing lives daily throughout the world. And that awesome company is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. As a matter of fact, this upcoming Saturday, tomorrow, as a matter of fact, as Minister Tiffany mentioned in prayer, this is the 2015 kickoff event, and it will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you haven't heard about the awesome products and opportunities this company has to offer, you must get the person that invited you on this call to get with them and let them explain to you these wonderful, wonderful products that we have. Or you could get on the morning motivational call, which is held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And it is hosted by our very own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, who's better known as our godmother, and a team of leaders who motivate and give vital information to empower the distributors as well as the customers about this great company. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Well, TMC family, are you ready to hear a word from the Lord? Praise God. We have an awesome, awesome young lady who was born in New York City, and she currently resides in Norcross, Georgia. She received her BS in electrical engineering in 1996, and she was called into the ministry in the year 2000 as a minister, and God led her to seminary where she received her Master's of Art in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. And she is currently she's a PhD candidate, as a matter of fact, in pastoral care and counseling. Praise God. Kai is also in the process of ordination, and she is a wonderful prayer warrior. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Her most impressive accomplishment is being blessed with a wonderful young man. He's amazing, and I must add a handsome young man, Christopher, who's a sophomore at Central College in Danville, Kentucky. She is an artist distributor, and she's looking forward to being led by God for her next assignment. Kai believes that the destination of her journey is guaranteed as a child of God, and she also believes that the journey is to be taken as God gives it, because that is God's process of preparation for he wills it in our lives. Praise God. I tell you, this mighty woman of God will give you a word from on high that will saturate in your heart. So get yourself ready to receive what God has for you this morning. I introduce to some and present to others. none other than Minister Kai Brown out of Norcross, Georgia. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am, Minister Brenda. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sweet lady. Take it away. God bless you.
Wow. When I sit and listen to what God has done through me and to hear those things, I just have to stop and praise him for a minute. And it's just amazing what he can do with a surrendered life. First, I want to thank Minister Brenda for hosting the call today. I want to thank Minister Tiffany for seating and greeting. And then I want to thank Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts for this opportunity, because we should never, ever take it lightly when we are given the opportunity to come before God's people, because God loves his people. So we are going to get right into his word today, and this is actually going to be a series, and the name of the series is Spiritual Maturity. It's a God-ordained process. That spiritual maturity, it's a God-ordained process. So before we do anything else, I guess we need to look at what spiritual maturity is. So I've got a couple of definitions. The first one comes from J. Oswald Sanders in his book on spiritual maturity. And it says, spiritual maturity is increased conformity to the character of God as revealed in Christ Jesus. Another definition, as I was beginning to study what God was speaking on spiritual maturity, comes from BibleGateway.com, and they have a dictionary of Bible themes. And it says, spiritual maturity is the development of Christ-like character and behavior through a renewed mind and tested faith. Now, when I saw that definition, I had to say, stop, hold up, wait a minute. So, Christ-like character through a renewed mind and tested faith. So that means in order to mature spiritually, we're going to have to go through some things. Our faith is going to have to be tested. Our minds are going to have to be renewed. So that means it's a process. And it's not something that happens just overnight. It's something that we learn and go through as we continue to seek Christ. So Christ-likeness as a goal for spiritual maturity can be seen in Ephesians 4, 13 through 15. And I'll be reading from the New International Version. Until we all reach unity in faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind, teaching, and by cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become, in every respect, the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. So spiritual maturity as a process means the goal is being more like Christ. God's design is for Christians to grow and mature. He does not mean for us to be in the same place on January 23rd, 2015, as we were on January 23rd, 2014. He is expecting that the more time we've spent in his word, the more time we spent in relationship, in prayer, that we would have progressed to that next stage, that next step. And he shows us this in Hebrews 5:12, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. You have been believers so long now that you ought to be teaching others. Instead, you need someone to teach you again the basic things about God's word. You are like babies who need milk and cannot eat solid food. So that scripture clearly tells us that after a certain period of time, God expects us to be able to teach his word, for our lives to be living examples of his word and who he is and the things of God. But instead, some of us get stuck and continue to need milk. Well, God wants us to be able to chew on the meat of the word and not need to be fed like a baby the milk. He wants us to be able to dive in to his word and dissect it for ourselves, not just go to church on Sunday and take what the preacher says at face value. He wants us to be able to dive into it, to be able to rightly divide the word of truth. Hebrews 6:1 tells us, therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. So again, he's telling us, let us move forward to maturity. See, he has a plan for us not to stay where we are. See, because if we stay where we are, then how can we bring others into the kingdom and help them move along in their process? So God desires us to grow and mature. And again, spiritual maturity is a process. It's not done by osmosis. It's not a snap of a finger. It is a God-ordained process. And we can see this in Colossians 2:6-7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in faith as you were taught and overflowing with thanksgiving. So there's a process in this. He tells us to continue to live your lives in him, in Christ Jesus. That means our roots should be digging deep into the word. We should be getting firmly planted in the soil of Christ Jesus and growing and having fruit to show that we are growing. So sometimes in the process, we have to realize that, you know, sometimes we'll fall short in the process. Sometimes we'll need to be dusted off. We'll need others to help us, you know, pick us up and keep us moving, because it is a process. It's not an overnight experience. And God wants us to continue to walk that process out. And he shows us again in Hebrews 5:13-14, which states, for someone who lives on milk is still an infant and doesn't know how to do what is right. Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skills to recognize the difference between right and wrong. See, again, if we're not going through the training of the word, if we're not going through the process of maturing, then we will still need milk, and we'll still be an infant in Christ. So we are to continue to walk through all those things he is showing us in his word. We are continue to do spiritual health checks. And what I mean by that is we need to ask ourselves some questions on a regular basis in this process to check where we are, to check to see if we are progressing. So let's talk about a couple of those questions real quick. A spiritual health check for me is when I ask myself, where am I in this process? Did I revert and go back to needing milk, or am I processing on and being able to rightly divide the word of truth, which is the meat? Where am I? And not only where am I, but what is God teaching me in the process? See, because he's not going to take you through something without making sure that you get the lesson. Now, some of us, like me on occasion, have to go around the tree 2, 3, 4 times before we get the lesson. Sometimes I don't pass the test the first time. And we all sometimes get to the place where God has to retest us because we missed it the first time. But where are you in the process? Where are we? Have we decided that, okay, I got this lesson, I'm not going to need to get it again? Or are we saying, not quite sure what the lesson is? So it's important that we ask ourselves that question on a regular basis so that we can continue to make sure that we are moving through the process and not stuck in it. See, God doesn't want us stuck. He wants us pressing forward. He wants us moving forward in what he has called us to. And the third question in the spiritual health check is, have I submitted to the process, or am I going kicking and screaming? See, because to go through the process kicking and screaming, we miss so many blessings that God could give us if we were undertaking the process you know, just submitted and humbly willing, seeking that process, knowing that when we come out on the other side of it, we are going to be so much better off than when we went into it. So it's important that we be willing participants in what God has for us. See, because initially, he may take us kicking and screaming. Because sometimes for some of us, and again, you know, I'll speak about Kai, sometimes he's got to grab a hold of me and snatch me into the process. But then once I realize that any process God brings me to, he will bring me through, then I can say, okay, Lord, it doesn't feel good, it doesn't look good, it doesn't taste good, it doesn't smell good, but I understand you will work it out for my good if I go willingly. And I won't have to stay in this place as long if I go willingly instead of kicking and screaming. Because he's only going to take us kicking and screaming so far, and then he's going to leave us right there where we are until we are willing to move and take that next step out in faith. So if we look at Galatians 5 and 25, it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. And, you know, I was just really meditating on that scripture. And you know, the Lord said, no, I need you to stop here for a minute and really go and get the true understanding of what I'm saying. And this will also show you what I mean by process. So he had me look up the word in the Hebrew and the Greek. And the word in the Greek is stoicheo, which means to proceed in a row as the march of a soldier, to go in order step by step. See, so when he tells us to walk in the Spirit, that means we are to walk after Christ. We are to walk through the process. And so it's important that as we walk through the process, we realize we're not walking through it alone. He sends those who are there to mentor us, and he walks through it with us. And that's the great thing about our God. He walks through the process with us step by step, leading us, sometimes even carrying us when we are too weak to carry ourselves. So what are some signs of spiritual maturity? Let's talk about some of those. Number one, we become more aware of our own sinfulness and our weakness, and we become more dependent on God. And we see that. We see that when we look at Philippians 4:13 through 14. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and hungry, both to be abound and to suffer. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. So if we're truly dependent on him, no matter what situation, no matter what circumstance, whether we are base or we are bound, we will be content knowing that we can do all things. So that means I can get through this situation because Christ is my strength. He is leading me through the process. Psalms 23 is another example of that type of dependence. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. So that means no matter where I am, no matter what situation, I'm not in want because God is leading me. He is my shepherd. So the next one, number two, is we respond to sin with a quick repentance. See, when we've matured, even the thought of being out of God's presence is disturbing. That means, oh my goodness, I can't do anything. Or if I've done something, let me turn to him and apologize and just pour it out to him because he is faithful and just to forgive me. And if we look at 1 John 1 and 9 in the New King James Version, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and not only forgive us, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. See, we can go back into his presence then. We don't have to stay away too long. So the third sign that we are maturing spiritually is that our desire to obey God gets stronger. The fourth sign is we view trials and temptation and testing as opportunities for growth and further maturity. So if we look at James 1, 2 through 4 in the New King James Version, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when we fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of our faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect works, that we may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. And number five, we perceive whatever comes our way as being from God. And we know that Romans 8:28 tells us, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. So that's where we're going to stop today. We're just going to rest on Romans 8:28, knowing that even if the enemy means it for our harm or our bad, God is going to work it out for our good as we continue to grow in him, as we continue to mature spiritually. Minister Brenda, back to you.
Well, praise God for that awesome, profound word this morning, Minister Kai. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Spiritual maturity, God-ordained process. Shortly, I will call you back and ask you to close us out with a benediction after these few announcements. But first, let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We honor you, and we praise your glorious name, O God. We thank you, Lord, because you have given us another opportunity to come before you and first say, forgive us, Lord. Wash us with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that we may go forward, Lord, in your will and in your divine destiny, O God. And we thank you, Lord, because you told us as we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all your righteousness, you everything else will be added. You will show us. You will direct us, O God. So we definitely want to mature, Lord, in our everyday lives. Lord, I'm asking blessings upon your people who are on this call this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for healing and protecting and strengthening each and every one of them, O God. We thank you, Father, for healing Joe Thompson, Lord God, as he progressed, Lord God, in his throughout what he had gone through, O God. We think we called him healed and delivered, Lord God, in all his situations. I thank you, Father, for blessing his going out, blessing his coming in. We thank you, Father God, for all those that are sick and shut in. We thank you for Joni. We thank you for healing and keeping her in perfect peace, Lord God. We thank you for Martha Marie Preston's mother, Lord God, as you healed her and as she progressed, Lord God, in your will and through your will, Father God, that others will see your glorious work, O Father. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for strengthening them as we carry forth this call day by day, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that you pour back in Minister Kai, Lord God, like never before, Father, as she poured into us, Lord, your spiritual and your blessed word this morning, Father. We will be doers of your word and not hearers only, as others will see you dwell in us, O God. We thank you, Father, that you're blessing her son as he progresses as he matures, Lord God, throughout his college season, Father God. And we thank you, Father, that you've called him and that you've blessed him and that you're keeping him in all his ways. We thank you, Father, for every minister, every pastor, and every evangelist, Lord God, and we thank you for lifting them up and strengthening them, Lord God, as they carry your word day by day, as your people are being fed, Father God. Lord God, we give your name the glory and the praise for blessing Artists International and for the kickoff event, Lord, that's taking place tomorrow. We ask for your special anointing on the entire event, Father, that the people will receive, Lord God, that the distributors will go back, Lord God, and bless the people as this company go forth, Lord God, in spiritual maturity as well as spiritual progress, Lord God, and that we will all be fanatically, Lord God, and progressing in every way, Lord God, for your people, Father God, to bless your people. We ask you, Lord, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, because truly you are our Redeemer and you are our Strengthener. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Well, TMC family, I tell you, I know you want to go back and hear this awesome message. I tell you, that number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085 with the same PIN, 957-677-pound, because truly this was a phenomenal word. Remember, we are remaining on the line to take your prayer requests and your praise reports. And afterwards, you can go to the motivational call, which is 530-881-1300. The PIN again is 539-598-pound. I tell you, we thank you, TMC family, for being such a blessing this week. We ask that God will continue to bless you as you go forth this weekend, and we look forward to seeing you again Monday. Thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, for coming in and opening and seating the group people with that joy of the Lord and letting us know that seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness is a profound way to start our day. And Minister Kai, we can't thank you enough for that powerful message this morning on spiritual maturity. Will you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Amen, amen. Father God, we just thank you for this time together. We thank you that you continue to teach us. You continue to love us. You continue to be our all in all. And as we continue to grow in your grace, and as we continue to mature spiritually, we just ask that you continue to be all that you are. Be the God that we love, that we can seek, that will continually love us even when we don't love ourselves. So we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift you up. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Praise God. And now we will now turn it over to our co-founder, that phenomenal lady, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you there, Dr. V?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for hosting our call this morning. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for always greeting with sunshine all the way early in the morning from the West Coast. And that powerful word, woman of God, Minister Kai, on spiritual maturity. That's a good one we need to nibble on for quite a while. To our TMC family, good morning, good morning, good morning. Greetings from the big, great state of Texas here in Prairie View. I tell you, I am just excited as I've been on this consecration, really pressing into the deeper things of God, remembering our theme in 2015, through me, point to yourself, through me. Miracle signs and wonders are seen. And boy, God has been confirming that word almost everywhere I turn. Men and women of God are ministering to us that we got to grow up, go up. Then our woman of God preached this morning about spiritual maturity. So we are just so excited that God loves us enough not to let us stay where we are and loves us even more to help us soar like eagles that we are to be what he's ordained us to become. This is a time that's always special to us on Fridays, where we set aside time for you to call in with your prayer requests, with your praise reports. We always remind you that one of the main missions and mandates of our artist TMC family is to pray. Things don't happen just because we want them to. You find that nowhere in the scripture. Matthew 17:21 reminds you that some things don't come out but by prayer and fasting. And we want to see ourselves as midwives of prayer, whether you're a man or a woman, giving birth, nurturing, bombarding heaven, standing in the gap, interceding, so that thy kingdom come and thy will be done in our lives. So I'm going to ask Minister Kai to help me out this morning as we open up the queue. All you have to do is hit *6 and then 1, and it will bring you in. So, Mr. Cox, if you could give us our last 4 digits of our first caller.
0771. You're unmuted.
Hello, good morning. Good morning. This is Deborah from Brooklyn, New York. Good morning to my artist family. I am calling in to report that my aunt's funeral went well. Everything was done with decency and order. So I want to thank you all for your prayers for the family as we went through her illness and then later on her death. And we're just continuing to celebrate her life as we remember her. And also I would like to say that I had called in a few months back and reported that I was having some issues with my foot. And it was just very painful. And at that time, I had no idea what was going on. Well, with the insistence of having an MRI done months later, I found out that I have a fusion torn ligament in my foot, and it's full of inflammation because the doctors took so long to treat it. So right now I'm laid up with a cast on my foot, and I'm just believing God for healing, that it wouldn't take 6 weeks. It will be done a lot faster than that. So I'm just asking to keep me in prayer as I'm in this healing process here, because I have to take medication now, and that's not working with how I had my fast set up. But I'm believing God that everything will go according to His will and His plan for me. And as I go through this healing process, I'm just asking for continued prayer. Thank you.
Amen. And we know for inflammation, Deborah, that crown aloe is awesome to pull out.
I'm on it. I'm on it.
Okay, my sister, that's it. Well, thank you so much, and I'm so glad to hear that your aunt's home going went well, and I did often lift you all up in prayer, and we'll continue to in these days and weeks ahead. All righty. Thank you, Minister Kyle. Our next caller.
Platinum President Marie Preston.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Not that
darkness.
My TMZ family. Look, I got some good news. My mother, they going to let her possibly come home. They say next week she'll be coming home. She's doing great. She's doing real good. And I want you to pray for my family. We're going to put my uncle, my dad's last brother, going to bury him next week. He just fell sick and passed on. And for the elite ladies of expression, we got to go to work. We're working out here. So y'all keep us covered in prayer. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa.
I love you so much. But listen, I got the two things, your praise report that your mother is doing much better and will be going home. And then you said pray for the homegoing of your dad's last brother.
Yes, his name is Douglas Fuller. Yes. He passed.
Yes. Fuller family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then to pray for our elite ladies of expression.
Yes, yes, yes.
All righty. We got you covered. Love you so much.
Love you too, honey. You get a minute, you call me.
I will do that today. All righty, Ms. Kai, our next caller.
Our next caller is 1012.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good morning. Good morning. Blessing Master's Call family. This is Charvade from the 215, and I am calling to ask for prayer not only for, I've heard about the prayer for those that are traveling this weekend to Vegas, but also for the equipment and all. So prayerfully, those of us that might not be able to make it, we'll have a chance to see the wonderful event take place. I'm also calling, my throat is still acting up here, but I'm also calling to thank you guys for prayer in regards for my job. My director, it has come out that there's been some time where they could have called me as an on-call employee to come in and help on some busy days last weekend, and they chose not to because of her direction. The Lord did bless on Tuesday and Wednesday that they was able to still call me in when they needed the help. And so I just pray that the Lord really, move in the area of some things going on, because it's not only attack of myself but other coworkers that are really getting frustrated about stuff like that and just other kind of things that are going on. And I just want to ask for prayer. Our family is meeting tomorrow. We're going to be putting together a family reunion this year. And so with things that have happened with my niece passing early part of this month, it just would be good to have a celebration. And we're going to be also celebrating the legacy of our family members that have already gone home to be with the Lord.
All righty, Ms. Shervon, we got you covered. Thank you so much, and we will definitely continue to pray about your workplace situation. All righty, Ms. Kai, our next caller.
There is no one else in the queue, Dr. V.
All righty. Okay, so before again we close, I want to give everybody...
Okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Someone just popped in. 0346.
Good morning.
Good
Good morning. I'm sorry, I wasn't going to pop in. I'm out exercising. Since there's no one else, I definitely wanted to put in a request. It's been on my heart. For some reason, my left knee is trying to go out, I would say. I'm only 26. I love working out. Now, I used to take the Artist product. Went through a little episode for the past 4 months. Thank God we're out of it. We're back in our own home. But my niece has been trying to give out on me. I'm still going strong. I definitely know the Clan Aloe and the Multiplus, I believe, helped me before. So I'm just asking prayer, touch and agreeing with the healing of my body.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I did not catch your name.
I'm sorry, Ashley.
Okay, Miss Ashley. All right, I've got you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and we will keep you in prayer. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer.
Wait, Dr. V, we got
all right.
A person in the queue.
Okay.
7467. You're unmuted. 7467.
Good morning. Thank you to everyone on the phone line. And please excuse my voice. I just wanted to say this morning really quick that I'm very thankful for the word. On December 28th, I rededicated my life back to Christ because I knew that I had strayed away and I knew that I wasn't following the steps that I needed to follow. And I asked God to, this time, show me the way where I won't stray off the path. I know I might slip, but I won't get off the path. And this message this morning, I feel that God gave me exactly what I asked for. And I'm so thankful because I'm able to have something that I can read every day as I try to spiritually mature in my life at this point in time like never before, because I know God is calling me to do work in the vineyard. And the last thing that I want to do is be working in the vineyard and know that I have not allowed myself to be equipped with what God needs me to be equipped with to do his work. And I'm so thankful. And then it was really bad because I was arguing with my grandmother, and I knew that I should not be because I know that she's watching me because she knows I'm in ministry. But it was that flesh that rose up in me when I told her that, you know, the thing she does is not right. And the first thing that she said to me was, I can always repent, and I just repent. So when the minister said that don't continue to live in the foundations of repentance, but ask that you know lead to death, it was clear. It was an answer for me to know that sometimes people will think that they can continue to do stuff and repent. But even though if you know this, then that means that you still can be led to death because you're doing it on purpose. So I'm so thankful for this word this morning because God sent clarity to me through the minister to understand what I need to work on. I need to make sure that I'm not laying in a foundation of repentance. I need to spiritually mature and follow the process. So I'm so grateful. And I just, you know, I wasn't going to say nothing, but my spirit just kept on saying, you need to say and let, because I know that sometimes ministers need to know that they really did follow what God told them to do. And this morning, this message was for somebody, and that somebody was for me. And I thank you very much. God bless you all.
God bless you. What was your name, dear?
Camila Freeman.
All right, Miss Camila, that's powerful. I do remember you, and I'm so glad to hear how God is ministering to your heart in this season. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Bless the God that should bless you. How many people have testified how your word has been such a blessing to everybody this morning.
Praise God. Praise God. We do have one more.
You were supposed to minister this morning.
Clearly. Minister Tiffany.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and Minister Kai. Great work this morning. This is just the products tips for Miss Deborah. If you would incorporate the artist coral calcium and omega 369 and pure noni into your regimen, and ask for Ashley the same thing. Omega 369, pure noni, coral calcium, and the Levied into you guys' regimens, then that will definitely help you or assist you along with your situations that you brought up this morning. We're praying for total and complete healing for both of you, but please incorporate those products into your daily routine. Okay. I love you guys, and I'll see you in Las Vegas. Back over to you, Dr. V, Minister Kai.
All righty. Is that all, Minister Kai?
Yes, ma'am. Now the queue is clear.
Okay. All right. Well, we just praise God again. Every one of you. Excuse the noise in the background. I'm multitasking this morning. As you all were praying for Joe this morning, when Brenda prayed, that is my mother's caregiver. So since he's been out, I have been blessed with the honor of being, again, the Holy Hazel with love and getting my mother situated. So please excuse my noise in the background. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we just thank you on this Friday where we're full of faith. Oh, wow, we're full of spiritual food as we've been fed an awesome meal this morning from Minister Kai. Now pour back into her the virtue, the love, the sharing, the giving, everything that she poured out freely, selfishly, transparently this morning to us, and that we will grab that word and plant it in our hearts and water it so that it will take root and spiritual maturity will be a fact, a truth in our lives day by day, especially through this consecration and through the remainder of the year. Father, I thank you for virtue. Meet the secret desires of Minister Kai's heart. We lift up everyone on this line, and we thank you for their consistency, their diligence, day after day, week after week on this call. We thank you for Deborah in New York. We just thank you for your faithfulness with the homegoing ceremony of her aunt, and we continue to speak peace to her mother's mind and to the entire family, and rest for them in this transition. We send your Jehovah Rapha healing virtue to Deborah, to her healing of her foot, and as she does all she can do, I thank you for that miracle of you doing what she cannot do. We thank you for our beloved Platinum President, Marie Preston, and we celebrate that miracle that is truly manifesting in the healing of her mom, and we continue to speak total restoration and total healing as she transitions back home from the rehab. We pray for the Fuller family, the Douglas Fuller family, as they laid her last brother, her dad's last brother to rest, her uncle, Douglas Fuller, that every family member in this time of homegoing, comfort them, give them the peace of God, keep their hearts close. We cancel any assignment of the enemy that would try to cause any strife or confusion, but knit them in family love. And we lift up these powerful frontline warriors, the elite ladies of expression. We thank you for their visionary, their leader, Martha Marie Preston. Thank you for her heart to want to go in the highways and the byways to the least of these and speak life and demonstrate encouragement by being Jesus, your hand extended. Let the blood hedge of protection be around them in their going in and their coming out. And Father, oh, we lift up Shervon, and we cancel the assignment of the enemy in that workplace. I speak to the heavenlies and dispatch you, Michael, Archangel of War, war in behalf of Shervon and those of light in that office. We cancel every diabolical plot and plan and hex and curse and presence of the evil one in that office. Drive in the light, Father, that dismisses the darkness, and let Shervon stand boldly on your word. You said in Genesis 50 in that 20th verse, that devil, you may have meant it for bad, but God is going to work this all together for his glory
and for their good. So I call that workplace peaceful. Speak in the peace, the shalom peace of God. We speak in to that workplace, the order of God. We speak into that workplace, divine intervention and the Holy Ghost presence and power. And I thank you in advance already that Siobhan is going to have a praise report even in days hence of how, God, you worked it out. You intervene in Jesus' name. Now, we thank you for unity in the Holy Ghost as the family is praying for and planning for their upcoming family reunion. Oh, Father, you said in Proverbs 11:14 that in a multitude of counsel there is safety. So I thank you as they plan, as they strategize, as they come together, that all of their plans come together so that the roots, the generation stay strong with a legacy of love and disbelieving for prosperity and posterity for children and generations to come. We call that family reunion blessed in Jesus' name. Father, we lift up our sister Ashley. We pray for the healing of her knee. And Father, I hear the word restoration. I thank you for restoration of all things. With her family, with the things in their lifestyle, their living. Father, I thank you that she gets so radical for you this year, that truly you will do the Ephesians 3:20, the exceeding abundantly above, more than she could ever ask or think. And we know you're going to do it in Jesus' name. And Father, we lift up Camellia, and we just thank you for the rededication. And we just thank you that you have rededicated her life, and she has responded to your touch. And I just thank you for a fresh favor and fervor for you and the fresh wind of the Holy Ghost blow on her ministry, her call, remind her that it's not a choice, it's a mandate. And I just thank you that you're going before her, making every crooked pathway straight and every rough place smooth. I thank you, Father, for perseverance. Perseverance. I speak into her spirit right now that she will not grow weary in well-doing. And I thank you that she has literally saved generations to come by her rededication to you. We seal it by the blood of Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you for the spoken prayer request and the unspoken prayer request. I thank you for traveling mercies for all those who will be traveling to Las Vegas this weekend and all those who will be traveling just doing their artist business. We speak the artist kickoff 2015 to be a phenomenal success in you. We just bless that the meeting room goes well, that audio equipment goes well, that you anoint every speaker, every presentation. Father, stir up in the hearts of the distributors and the field as they come to have ears to hear and a heart to receive the voice, the direction, and the vision of our leader. And we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, and that we will take it back to the field and just take this company, the Eagles we are, to the next level. We as the TMC family, Father, we know our assignment is to pray, is to intercede, is to stand in the gap. Our hearts are knitted by Artists International. So we thank you, whether we're going or even not going, we'll commit to pray. And, Father, there's someone on this line who has heard us day after day after day talk about this fast and say, maybe it's a good idea. Oh, Father, let you, the Holy Ghost, nudge them to a place of obedience so that all those strongholds, all those thoughts that don't line up with your will for their life, as they fast and pray, as they crucify the desires of their flesh, I speak the breakthroughs in our life, the breakthroughs in our ministries, the breakthroughs in our business, the breakthroughs in our family relationships. Every chain is broken as we commit and we corporately fast and pray. Now, we seal this time of intercession as we leave this call, but never leaving your presence. Go before us. Let the blood hedge of protection be with us. Apply it to the doorpost, first of our hearts, and then to our homes, and then to our going in and coming out. And with everything we do, as your ministers in the marketplace, we'll give you and you alone the glory, all the honor. And we definitely, Father, will give you the praise. Now, Father, we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a wonderful weekend. Be blessed in all that you do, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Bye-bye.